The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up the rear.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Hi, everyone. This is Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates, and I'm thinking about getting my boobs smashed again. Once again, I do it every year without fail. It's not my favorite thing, but I think it's really important.
It's so important. Thank goodness you do that. I really got a little scare. I had my mammogram last week, and my mother had breast cancer. Her mother had breast cancer. So I kind of, like, put it off sometimes, and a lot of times I think I missed the bullet. But I read this on the internet the other day. This is a study that was done by the it was published by the British Journal of Cancer, and they talked about, it was for 114,000 women in their 70s, and it talked about how women in their 70s and 80s were less likely to survive breast cancer than women in their 50s and 60s. And it's because a lot of times they just, you know, they haven't gotten checked. But for some reason, when you're older, you're more able to get breast cancer, and it's more severe. And I was reading this, and I'm telling you, I got a little shook because I'm 73, and I always think I missed it. I'm okay.
You dodged the bullet.
I dodged the bullet. And I, from this article, I haven't. You just have to really keep on top of it as you get older. You know, a lot of times I think a lot of women think that it's a younger disease, but it isn't.
Well, isn't this like National Breast Cancer
Month?
Month or something?
Yes, it is. It is National
you
Breast Cancer
You told me
month.
That. Mm-hmm. I don't. So anybody out there listening to us, everybody out there listening to us, ask your wives, your mothers, your girlfriends, your aunts, just to make sure they have a mammogram, because it's still pretty shocking how many people don't take this really seriously.
Right.
And if it's detected early enough, they absolutely have so many things they can do now to save your life. What's mm-hmm. your life worth?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So talk about a disguise. Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of hiding behind that disguise mm-hmm. of denial.
Exactly. As you get older, you just think
it's more than just a river in Egypt. Get it? The denial?
I did get that.
Okay. All right. Well, we do, and this is, we wear so many disguises in our lives, and I was thinking about this, and I do. I give all these topics that we have so much thought. I don't put on a disguise when I'm happy. When I am happy with my life, I don't need to put on a disguise.
Right.
Why would I? But it's only when I'm sad or scared or angry.
Or you want to cry.
Yeah, I mean,
I've seen that.
Emotions, like when mm-hmm. you have those emotions that come up, instead of letting them out, you put on that disguise. I mean, can you think of a happy circumstance when you put on a disguise? Seriously.
No, can you?
Well, Halloween party or something dumb. I mean, but
there you go.
But it's been really an interesting, this has been an interesting journey for me to really explore
this
and do some, and talk about it and do some research. Mm-hmm. So,
well, we can even be disguised after we're gone. And that's a hint about what's coming up later today. I can't wait to talk about this.
I know. You're so into this.
I know.
I've only been talking about it for like 5 or 6 years.
Right.
All right. We have lots and lots to talk about this month of October. Some great information how to make your life better.
Our Snoop and Scoop interview is going to be so interesting today. And it's with Scott Schaefer from the Infinity Diamond.
All right. Well, I know that it is very interesting. I mean, mm-hmm. I tease you about it, but it's incredible. This is an incredible interview. All right. And it's time for Aging But Dangerous to share our dirty little secrets. And I read this article called The Power of Yes, and I saw this great diagram that's actually been, I think, quite prevalent in the past month on the internet and other places. But it's a small circle. And then it has, this is your comfort zone. And then it has a bigger circle a little bit above it. And it says where the magic happens. And I know that's what we talk about all the time. So when I see things like that, I'm just like, okay, it's about venturing beyond the cozy confines of this familiar territory that we all live in. And that usually requires overcoming fear, just like me going to France and living. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just see this over and over and over and over. And I don't know why it's so much more poignant because of my age or something. But by leaving our comfort zones, and that doesn't mean you have to go out and live in France. I mean, it doesn't mean you have to do something.
Or you have to skydive or anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, we try to push people really pretty far. But there are so many ways to do that. Like, okay, like what about taking a fashion risk? What about, you know, wearing something or something that you think is outside your comfort zone? You don't have to go halfway around the world to do that. And or what about doing a workout or pushing yourself in a yoga class mm-hmm. that you've never taken? Or maybe doing that online, go to match.com, maybe doing that online dating that you have wanted to do but just thought it was a little bit scary. But taking risks builds confidence, and I think that's a lot of times when you get to be this age, you need to really work on rebuilding that confidence that you had when you were younger, and it builds character, too. So,
and that is the message that Aging But Dangerous always likes to give.
Oh, I know.
That attitude, that confidence,
right.
That
yeah.
feeling good about yourself.
And when we see it over and over again for all ages, I think it just reinforces what we spend so many hours a day doing. So, and at the very at least it opens your eyes to new possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is an interesting article. Does your hair look old? Now, you just told me this the other day. And
I was thinking about you when I saw that.
Now, this says, you know, add aging tresses to the list of things women encounter with each passing birthday.
Oh, great.
Gray aside, that doesn't mean talking about gray hair. Hair may also start exhibiting a rougher, drier texture, and you may start to notice hair loss or thinning. Well, I'm definitely noticing thinning, and you definitely noticed a portion of my hair that was getting kind of wiry and kind of dry looking. And I hadn't, well, I knew that was there, but I didn't know why. So this is Francesco Fusco, MD, a dermatologist in New York City. She says this is how to combat those old hair symptoms. And one of them, in hair loss thinning, which I'm definitely having, it's called this minoxidil increases circulation to the scalp, which helps promote hair growth. And the product she talks about is this Visicol, which you can buy at the drugstore, and it's $30, and it's 1 month supply, and it sounds fabulous. And for brittleness, which is what I have in one little area, to prevent dryness and weakness at the roots and to get new growth and have it shiny and strong, she talks about a conditioner with a vitamin E, and that is a Clear Total Care Daily Conditioner, $6 at the drugstore. And all these are great ideas.
And, you know, Aging But Dangerous has a full page in Her Life magazine this month, too. I'm just going to kind of move on here because quickly this month of October, it's really close to the front. It's a great magazine. So pick one up, and there are about 2,000 places there distributed. So it's something that I think that you will very much enjoy and learn a lot from.
And it's free.
And it's free. So listen, all you single men and women out there, do you put a disguise on about your social life? Big question here. I think that's true. I think a lot of you do. Like, oh, I don't need to date. I'm too busy with other stuff. Like, when deep down inside, you would love to have companionship. And if you're looking for fun and someone to share your life with and a companion, then go to Great Expectations. They have 35 years of experience in matching you to someone that fits your specifications. So, agingbutdangerous.com, click on Great Expectations and make an appointment to go into their offices at Edina and talk to them. And stop whining about how hard it is to meet someone.
And tell them Aging But Dangerous sent you because you might get a deal.
Yeah, you shouldn't go any place without looking great. I don't want to look scrumpy if I go out.
Well, Suzanne, I have to tell you, Transcend Medi Spa, I was just in there yesterday. I love that place. And we had one of our business manager went in there with me, and she has never had anything done to her face. She's not into any of this stuff at all. And Lori, the person we keep talking about at Transcend Medi Spa, looked at Pat, and Pat was standing, and she said, Pat, sit down there. I'm going to work on your butt crack. Well, Pat almost almost had a, she almost had a coronary. It was like, and you know what? We both know what she's talking about when she says butt crack. That is that line between the eyes that she, and she did Botox, and Pat was just like hysterical. We were laughing
she's
so hard.
She's such a compassionate woman. I think that's the thing.
Laurie
here.
Is. Yes,
exactly.
Laurie
all right.
So
go to www.agingbutdangerous.com. Check out our latest blogs, lots of good info. And we're having a meetup on October 22nd. It's a preview of fall and holiday fashions, and it will give you a great look at what's coming up for winter and the holidays. So it go to our website and click on the meetup October 22nd. And we're having lunch. Our giveaway is at Crave at the West End, and that is such a great scene out there. And that's a great restaurant.
And also, the Taste of Thanksgiving, we have two $50 tickets that is being given away by the St. Joseph Ministries Foundation.
That's going to be an event.
It's going to be an unbelievable event.
Yes. So go to our website.
And
sign
register.
Up. Register. And I love my Volkswagen. And Westside Volkswagen has taken such amazing care of my little Beetle and me. And it has been a wonderful experience dealing with Westside. Everyone in their service department is stellar to work with. And it's just been so positive. I can't tell you all the way around about everything. So, people, if you're not loving the time you're spending driving that car of yours, you need a new one. And if you go to Westside Volkswagen at Highway 100 and 394 and drive one of those VWs of any model, it really doesn't matter. Volkswagens are such awesome automobiles. You just can't go wrong. You're going to... So tell them you're aging but dangerous and that you want to have the most fun possible in your life, and you will never regret it.
And Suzanne, we have a new sponsor that we're so excited about, Sunrise Banks. And I've been doing business with this bank for 30 years, and they are so fabulous. They're interested in working with small businesses. If any of you are starting a business out there, and they are perfect to talk to. Their personal banking is outstanding. They have Ready Cash, which is a line of credit attached to your checking account that can help you avoid overdrafts, which is really important to me. They have eight banks all over the Twin Cities, and believe me, when you walk into one of their lobbies, you feel so at home. We're going to be sharing a lot more about Sunrise Banks with you in the coming weeks.
And I was shocked when I walked in and felt, like you said, just felt like everybody cared, and it's just banking the way it used to be, like in the good old days. All right, you are listening to Jean and Suzanne telling the down and dirty truth about aging and many other sizzling topics on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
We love shopping at Liquor Boy. I'm sorry, but they have the best prices. They are unbelievable.
And selection.
Oh.
Fabulous selection.
They do. And it's so well designed. I mean, you go in there and I thought it was going to be a warehouse, but it's so comfortable to be in there. And their stock, like you said, is just, and it's beautifully done.
And they'll carry things out to your car.
I know, they're the nicest. They're so friendly and so helpful. And they're right there by Costco and in that area by the West End. And so I'm telling you, you cannot beat their prices any place and or anything else they have. So go to Liquor Boy and tell them Aging But Dangerous sent you.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you. so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Loman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and moi, C. Suzanne Bates. I'm going to start referring to myself as moi.
I think that's very clever.
Because, you know, this French drip and everything. Has anybody ever told you you were a diamond in the rough?
No.
Well, you know, that's a common, people say that.
That is
she's
common,
she's a diamond
yes.
in the rough. Yes. Or, we're going to talk about something that is so excited and so cool, and you're going to explain that bizarre statement I just made, are you? Let's hope.
Okay, we have with us today Scott Schaefer, who is the president and founder of the Infinity Diamond. Scott, welcome to our crazy show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Scott, she has been talking about this for so
years.
Long. She is like, this is one of her things in life, so I'm so happy you're here.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I really am.
I got so excited. This is about, I think, about 4 or 5 years ago. I found this connection, and it wasn't with you, Scott. It was another place, but where they take your ashes, because I want to be cremated, and they take your ashes and they make it into a diamond. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is perfect for my daughter. I have an only child, and I've got to do this for her. I just want to do it because she can just put it on her hand and she can talk to me every day, and it's going to be wonderful.
Creepy.
And I called her, and she's okay with this. It's in my will. I'm starting a bank account, everything to pay for this. So it's really important to me.
So in other words, Scott, you will get Jeannie at the end of her life. I will get rid of her. I will pass her on to you.
I will make her body look better than it ever has before.
Yeah, see, there you go. Well, thank you. All right, I want to ask you now. We were talking, and you can take the ashes and make it, after you're cremated, make it into a diamond. But I know you have other things and other ways to make diamonds. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we can do ashes, but a majority of the business that we have are taking just organic materials. If you think about what a diamond is, it is nothing but pure carbon. And what we're doing is we're taking the carbon from everyday living things. Most living things are made of hydrogen, oxygen, and carbon. Well, what we do is we take the carbon from everyday stuff and use that very carbon as the source to make a laboratory-grown diamond.
So how much does it take? And also, I was wondering if you have, just let me get through with my ash thing again.
Okay.
And ashes, does it matter if you're a fat person or a skinny person? Do you have more ashes if you're fat?
You do have more ashes if you're fat.
Oh.
However.
You are not fat.
Go ahead.
You aren't.
I might be when I'm 95. No, go ahead.
Well, what we need is about 3/4 of a cup of ashes. So we don't want the whole urn. We literally just like think
three
of...
3/4, that's not much.
No.
You could have 2 diamonds made.
Yeah.
Or 3, I don't know.
I could give you one.
Yeah. Oh, great.
And you could talk to me forever. Go ahead, Scott.
Now, with the 3/4 of a cup of ashes, we actually need less of other stuff. So for example, I actually made a diamond from me and my wife's hair. So I took a lock of my hair and a lock of my wife's hair. And all we need is a handful. Like literally, like each of us went and got a haircut. We combined our hair together. We heated it up until it turned into like a black powder. We then mixed it up. So it's the two of us. And we used that black powder as the source of the blue diamond I have on my finger.
Well, and I know
we're bonded together.
You are. You can never get separated or divorced.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Good thing you didn't do that.
That's a little scary for me, but I think it's very sweet. And very
it is romantic. Sweet. Now, Scott, you also were saying that some grandparents are doing this because they'll tell their daughter or son to save the hair after every child's haircut, and they save it, and then you can make that into a diamond.
That's it. Not only does my mom have one, but we have grandparents from all over the country that actually contact us and want to, you know, maybe they don't see their grandchildren all the time. So when they see them, just taking a little trim of their hair, combining it all together, and literally you can have a diamond that bonds all your grandchildren together.
Well, and I think you also said, because you and I talked at length before this interview, you also said, I think, that it even makes a better diamond than the ashes.
We can grab more carbon from the hair.
Okay.
So that, in that
sense,
mine
won't be so sparkly, maybe.
Well, it's not that it won't be any sparkly. It's actually just easier for us to
okay.
It's actually an easier thing to work with, like hair or like flowers from a bouquet of flowers on a woman's wedding day or something like that.
Tell that story, could you please?
Oh, I certainly can. There's a woman in White Bear Lake that is getting married, And what she's doing is she actually exchanged the traditional engagement diamond, the big one, and she got her wedding band first. And so they're delaying the big diamond because what they're going to do is they're going to take her bouquet of flowers from her wedding day, a petal from each of their attendants, a petal of their flowers, locks of the bride and groom's hair, a little slice of her wedding dress, and even a piece of cake. Now we're going to combine all that together, again, heat it up into that
carbon,
into that pure carbon, and then
and their dog.
It was, yeah. Well, they do have a dog together. They're just throwing in a little piece of their fur as well.
Yeah, because when Nelson, I had this dog I was really attached to, mm-hmm. and I could have had him made into a diamond. I would have done that, too. If I'd known about this, mm-hmm. I would have done mm-hmm. that. I loved that dog.
And didn't you say somebody dug, I mean, this is kind of a gross story, but somebody dug up an animal and...
Yes, after it's been dead for 5 years, they
and he
dug
said
it
the
up.
Hair no, but he said the hair doesn't disintegrate.
Yeah,
hair doesn't disintegrate. Yeah. So he got all the hair from the animal and made a beautiful yellow diamond.
To this day, if you go to our Facebook page on Infinity Diamond on Facebook, there's actually a picture of it of that very diamond. Oh. It's probably the highest quality, near flawless diamond that we created.
Oh, I think it's so exciting. How long does it take to get the diamond made?
It takes 3 months. The moment you make the order to the moment we deliver the diamond back.
No matter what size?
No matter what size. You want a little 0.03 carat all the way up to 2 carat.
So it would take a bunch of stuff for 3
and that's
carats.
As big
no,
as
it actually doesn't. Surprisingly, it takes the same amount for a 0.03 carat as it does for a 2 carat. The difference is how long we keep it in the machine.
Oh, okay.
So for a smaller diamond, we'll keep it in there for 3 days. Mm-hmm. You want a 2-carat diamond, we keep it in there for almost a month.
Is that as big as you can go?
2-carat.
I'm kind of into bigger diamonds.
Yeah. 2.36 is the biggest that we've ever come out with.
Of course, that's only going to cost you $100,000. No,
actually, it's going to cost you about anywhere from $16,000 for one color, kind of an amber color, to a canary yellow is going to run you about $20,000, which is far cheaper than a... 2-carat canary yellow diamond anywhere else. And they're identical. That's the thing. So we've taken our diamonds. We have jewelry stores that sell our diamond. And literally, you can set it side by side by a natural one, and a jeweler's not going to be able to tell the difference.
Woo.
Wow.
Well, you sure wouldn't want to have that stolen or lost with those memories. Wow.
That hasn't happened yet. And I pray it doesn't happen at all.
Well, tell us about the imaging, because that is so interesting.
That is something that has probably captured people by surprise more than anything. Like, again, let's go back to my diamond, my blue diamond on my finger. I could take a picture of me and my wife, a photograph, and we have a way where I'm going to get all science-y on you, but we take an electric charge and we charge the carbon atoms. What it does is it bends the light and it gives the perception of a 3D holographic image of whoever you have. So I have me and my wife holographically imaged on my diamond. Now, it's microscopic, so you'd never guess that it's there, but we provide a magnifier and we take some pictures of it, and you can literally see, like you guys saw before the show.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, since this is a Green Bay Packer radio station,
yes.
Can you tell us the story on Lambeau Field?
I did. In fact, I'm probably, because of the advances that we can, I probably shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to do it anyway. We are actually we're working with the Green Bay Packers to create diamonds from the grass of Lambeau Field. So last year we went out to Green Bay, got a big bag of grass, and we're making yellow green diamonds that are literally you can, and then we're putting a picture of Lambeau Field on the diamond too.
The holographic.
Which we saw. You have to have a special little
thing
to see it.
And that little special thing was just a magnifier.
Oh.
It was just one of those. So you could see it. It takes a trained eye to see
it. It is very cool.
It is very cool. This is so exciting. Well, how are people receiving all this? It's like kind of freaks people out or kind of.
It's so new. How people first receive it is their first thing is kind of like shock. Like, I never ever knew. I mean, people are kind of taken back by it. But what I've learned over the past 3 years I've been doing this is that people sit on it and they can't stop thinking about this.
That's me.
And they'll come back to me and say, you know, I can't get this out of my mind. I need to learn more about it and figure out, you know, what do I have to do to get one? Because this is just, I need to have one with me. We're physically putting the things you love together within the bonds of a diamond.
Right, and I'd rather be in a diamond than spread out over the water someplace or the land or something.
You don't have to wait until you die to do this. You can just save your hair for a haircut.
Yeah, but I want her to have my ashes.
Well, yeah, but if you wanted your grandkids to do it, have it. I'm worried about your grandkids because I don't know who's going to get the diamond. You have two granddaughters. Yeah. Then who gets the diamond? I think you're causing a family. I think you will break this family apart if you do not make more than one diamond.
Oh, that's funny. Well, somebody said to me the other day, Scott, they said, well, what if you, well, maybe it was you, said to me, well, what about, you know, since it costs this amount of money, you know, does she have a choice? Does your daughter have a choice whether she wants the money or the diamond? And they said, no, she doesn't have the choice. She's going to get a diamond, period.
Now, one thing to think about, I'm actually...
That is a good point about the grandkids.
I'm actually meeting with somebody who's there was a mother who passed away. We're using her ashes, and we're actually combining locks of her hair, her daughter, as well as locks of hair from her children. So it's a generational diamond of grandma, daughter, and grandchildren all together. So, you know, mm-hmm. kind of a whole generation of women.
I think that's wonderful. Yeah. I mean, what I'm hearing you say is that the possibilities are endless.
That's exactly it. In fact, we're making, for a lady in Connecticut, we're making a diamond from her 1970s Roadrunner muscle car.
Ah!
Wow.
I know. We're taking her oil filter. We're making a one-carat diamond.
See, it is so
endless.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
Tell us about your website. What's your website?
It is infinitydiamond.com.
And that tells them all they need to know.
Everything.
And you do sell these through jewelry stores, and those are on your website.
Yep, we sell these through jewelry stores and at our location as well in Andover.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for being here. I mean, that is just so exciting. I love it.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
I love the whole idea of all of it. Maybe I should run it by my family.
I don't know why you'd want to start now.
Thank you, Scott. Thank
You're
you for
welcome.
Being here.
Thank you. Have
Thanks.
A good day.
Mm-hmm. If you're planning on traveling this winter when it gets so cold here that you just want to crawl in a big can of, like, heat or something, can of what? Okay, then you've join Aging But Dangerous and Windy High Travel because we always take the high road. And Windy High Travel is putting together a great trip for us on the Mayan Riviera south of Cancun. The weather will be fabulous. This is a small 5-star boutique gourmet hotel. It is all-inclusive, adults only. The price includes airfare and transportation, hotel, everything. I mean, all inclusive. It sounds absolutely spectacular. Go to agingbutdangerous.com and click on Windy High Travel.
Suzanne, I love my higher brain living. I am coming to the end of my sessions, my 22 sessions.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I'm coming to the end of my life or something.
No, I'm coming to the end of my 22 sessions. And what I am so thrilled about is that after I'm through with my sessions, I still have the tools to know how to get to my higher brain on my own. And that is very reassuring. But you need to see a presentation. So go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com, click on Higher Brain Living, and sign up for a free demonstration.
All right. And just a reminder, don't forget to tell our sponsors that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
And go to facebook.com/agingbutdangerous and like Aging But Dangerous. You don't need a disguise to do that.
Thank you for spending your Saturday mornings with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women all across the globe to sparkle like a diamond in your current life and beyond.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two. Tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow cause you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.